Hey, Open Mic Podcast listeners. Want to share your opinions, give me feedback, or tell me what you're thinking? If you do, send me a voice message. Voice messages are an easy way for you to send me audio that might end up in future episodes of the podcast. They're the latest feature from Anchor, the platform that I use to make this show. Here are some things that I would love to hear from you. What questions do you have for me? What did you think of the episode? What did you think of the topic? Who should I interview next? Make up a theme song. I don't know. Do your best impression of me. I'll see all of your messages and I might add them into a future episode. Anchor makes that part super easy. You can send me a voice message right now from wherever you're at, wherever you're listening. Just tap the link in my show notes and I can't wait to hear from you. Again, thanks for listening to the Open Mic Podcast. Until next time, cheers and be well and enjoy today's episode. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Brett Allen from the Open Mic Podcast. It's been a while since I've been on the microphone, but I wanted to release a small episode, a trailer, whatever you want to call it, to give everybody an update for all my listeners as to what has been going on. It's been about a month since we released an episode, and it will be another month or so before we release anything else as far as interviews go. We might do a solo show here and there in between. I'm not really sure. But I'm really just taking a break because I'm burnt out. Not necessarily from the show, but just burnt out on life. A lot has happened since we last did an episode, and it's all been very emotionally charging, to be honest. Trying to figure things out, and just life is happening very quickly, and it's just moving along. And I just wanted to come on here and talk about it. So for those who do listen and who do care can know what's up. So about a month ago, which is when I released my most recent episode, I had found out that my office that I worked at for the last 2 years was closing. Now, I still have a job, so there's no need to worry about that. But now my job is requiring me to commute an hour and a half one way and an hour and a half back. So I used to leave at 9 to get to work by 9:30. And now I have to leave at 7:30, 7:45 to get to work by 9:30. If you know anything about the Bay Area, you know commuting sucks. It is horrible. It is not a lot of fun. And now I am a commuter. I haven't been a commuter in several years. I purposely took this job where I live because it was close. And when the podcast started and took off and became very popular, it was very easy to schedule guests and to record episodes and edit them. Because I was close, I could do it. I could schedule interviews instantly, record them, edit them, all of these different things. And I was putting out episodes really almost on a daily basis. And it was awesome. And then I found out recently, like I just mentioned, that my office was closing and that I was going to have to commute. So with that being said, I had scheduled multiple interviews with some amazing people. And in an instant, had to cancel almost all of them because I was no longer going to have the freedom to record as frequently as I once did, which presents a problem because I have to work, obviously, and I still want to do the show. And so I was trying to figure out what to do and what was next. I have no idea, and I still don't know exactly what I'm going to do. Now, I will tell you, the Open Mic Podcast is going nowhere. We're still here. We're still putting out episodes, but we've been on break for about a month, and we'll be on break for about another month or so, maybe a solo show here and there just to continue to put some content out for you and to give you an update what's going on. But as far as interviews, I have a couple in the can, but honestly, I've been sick the last few weeks dealing with some sort of cold. I dodged it and dodged it for weeks, and now I have it. And it's really taken every bit of energy that I have to even produce this episode today. I just didn't have it in me to put together content and edit it the way that it needs to be edited. So that's what's going on with that. So I've got to reschedule a bunch of interviews, which is nerve-wracking. And in my opinion, it's unprofessional when you have to cancel on somebody. I don't like doing it. That's just me. And I gave everybody notice. But some of them responded really well and some of them didn't. So that kind of bummed me out. So with this commute happening now, I'm exhausted all the time. I'm tired in the morning, I'm tired in the afternoon, I'm tired at night, and I'm doing everything I can to maintain the stamina to do this, and it's becoming very challenging because I just don't have the time and the freedom that I once had. And so at this point, I'm just sort of looking at things and trying to figure out the best way to proceed with the show, to produce content and to interview people, but also be able to do it within the time frame and the parameters that I have to make it happen. And I just don't know how that's going to work yet. I'm just not sure. I'm about 90% there, but we'll see how it works out and how we can make it work. I just don't know yet. But I appreciate everybody who listens and joins in every week, who comments and who follows on social media, all of those things. We've had some amazing guests, and we will continue to do that, but we're going to just take a break for now. I'm not doing any scheduling. I've had to turn a lot of PR people down, which is not a lot of fun, but it's just the way that it is, because my life and my health and my son's life and his health are far more important than anything else that I could ever possibly think of. And so I've been in Monterey spending time with my son. We had a great weekend last week, and I'll be heading down there again this week and spending time with him. He's getting older, he's maturing, and just a lot of life changes are happening. So your thoughts, your prayers, your well wishes are all very much appreciated. And we're going to just hustle with the day job and deal with the commute. Like I said earlier, I think it's about an hour and a half one way and an hour and a half back. And when I get home, the last thing I want to do is produce. And I certainly don't want to get up even earlier to produce either. That's just not a lot of fun. So I'm just trying to sort of figure out how I'm going to make all of this work. I want to give myself about a month or so to really adjust to this commute and then figure out, you know, how we can schedule interviews. And so we'll do a couple solo episodes between now and then. I'm not putting any pressure on myself. I was kind of borderline burnt out at one point, and this commute was sort of a way, an out, I guess you could say, to not really produce. But I feel like I've worked really hard on the show, so I don't want to just let it waste. But I am going to take a break, and it's just going to be a minute before we can put out any, you know, quality interviews. I have a couple in the can that will come out eventually over the next week or two when I have the time and the energy to produce. Like I said, you know, my kid got sick. Everybody got sick. And now I'm sick and I'm not feeling super well. And it's taking, like I mentioned, a lot of energy to just even do this. If you notice, there was no intro, no outro, just me talking. And that's like the very best I could do at this point. And I don't want to give you things that aren't quality. And so that's why you just get me, nothing fancy schmancy on that regard. But life changes are hard. They're never fun. But I feel like that they make us better people and that they cause us to grow and to be better. And really, it's you're surprised when you find out what you're really capable of and what you can do. And over the last month, I've sort of surprised myself. I got a car. I've been able to do a lot of things that I haven't been able to do before. And so we're just pushing on and we're just growing and we're just getting healthy. I've been working out a lot more. I've been dealing with some health issues on that end. On top of everything else, I just think it's exhaustion, just a lot of things that are hard to manage. But the podcast is not going anywhere, I promise. We will be back, but we are taking a small little hiatus. Like I said, it's been a month, probably be another month or so before we start releasing episodes regularly again, just to give me time to figure out how to make it all work. But anyway, that's it for today. I hope everybody has a great week, and we will be in touch. If you don't follow us on social media, do at the Open Mic Podcast on Instagram. That's where most of our work is done, and you can stay up and on top with us there. Shout out to my friend Eric and everybody in the podcasting community, just encouraging me and just staying on top of me, making sure everything is okay. But everything's great, just adjusting to life changes, folks. And I hope everybody has a great weekend, like I said. And we'll be back here in a few weeks with more episodes. Cheers and be well.